Now time for a Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. It's presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We are joined now by the Panthers girls basketball coach. That is David Boucher. Well, coach, you know, last week we had some things to discuss, but compared to some other teams in the area in the middle of midseason tournaments, which you guys are going to have this weekend, which we're set to talk about here in a moment, but you guys have had some time off. You have had a good amount of time in between, you know, what you're going to see on Thursday with your first game of the Panther Classic compared to going back to your last game over a week ago. So I guess we'll start with how have you utilized kind of the extra practice time? I know some girls are trying to get healthy, but again, it's just kind of a weird scenario that you're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, we took it as an extra Christmas break. You know, ever since the beginning of the year, we've cut our turnovers by a third. You know, once we settled in, we had so many young starters and new starters, you know, that it took us a little bit to figure out, you know, how to make a pass and where to make that pass and on time and on target passing. So we had to really, you know, really work on that, started, you know, in December and then into Christmas break. And we've cut our turnovers way down, as a team. And so we kind of took a look at that and kind of did the same thing and worked on turnovers and gameplay and working on our skills and tried to increase our shooting percentages and individual defense. And then this week we've kind of started back in with our team stuff, in these first couple of practices coming back from that week. And, you know, just trying to keep better in our execution and see where we are.
Yeah, and you get, you know, you talk about just kind of how you manage the practice time, but with that extra time, you get a good amount of time to scout your upcoming three opponents, you know, this week for the Panther Classic. And let's start with game one, Thursday at 5 o'clock. You take on Chapman. What can you tell us about this first game?
I mean, first of all, the Panther Classic is an elite tournament. You know, like there at one time, both Santa Fe Trail and Chapman were ranked in 4A. So Chapman's, you know, is a high quality team and, they're, you know, they've got some, experienced players that have been playing for a couple of years now and started for a couple of years and one that started for 4 years. And, they, you know, they have a new coach, and he's brought discipline, I think, and they play really hard and, you know, they really execute on offense and what he wants. He's getting them to do. And on defense, they play really hard and they block out and they do all these little things that, if you don't play discipline, they're gonna get you.
And then we go, you mentioned your Friday opponent. You guys get the late game Friday night, 8 o'clock, that start time. But Santa Fe Trail, you mentioned once ranked, you know, at some point along with Chapman. So you go from a previously ranked team from Chapman to Friday. Santa Fe Trail, what can you tell us about them?
You know, they have to replace some good players a year ago, and they've had to replace a lot of good players over the last 2 years. You know, high quality, even, you know, college athletes. And they're not quite as tall as they were, but they still have some, quality athletes who are going to play tough man-to-man defense and sound defense. You know, you always look at backside help, to evaluate a good defense and a disciplined defense. And they're always there. They're never late. You know, they're always in position. So you're going to have to out-execute them. You're going to have to out-discipline them, when they're on defense. Offensively, they're a four out, one in. You know, they pass, they cut, they screen. It's a very hard team to scout because they do a lot of different things. And so we're going to have to be locked in. And again, we're going to have to be, disciplined on the defensive side and be in position and be where we need to be.
Finally, Coach, Heritage Christian, you close it out on Saturday, 4:30 for that start time. Final game of this three straight day of games, but Heritage Christian, again, closing it out on Saturday afternoon. What can you tell us about them?
You know, they're a team that plays in a league that we don't see. You know, they play in Kansas City, and so we don't see a lot of the teams that they've played. But you know, it's a team that we were fortunate enough to play in the sub-state tournament a year ago in the sub-state sub-state semifinals, and so in the round of 32. And, you know, they were young. They had a couple seniors last year, but, you know, they play an open style of basketball, run and gun, and, you know, we've got to make sure our transition defense is where it needs to be. And it's going to be very difficult to stay in front, but that's what we're going to have to do. And we're going to have to be in help if we do get beat, because we've got to be cognizant of their dribble drive, open offense that they run, and trying to take us off the bounce. So we've got to be where we need to be and help each other out and guard the ball and do all those things that they're going to stress us on. And on offense, you know, if we get the ball inside, it's going to be who gets the most paint touches. You know, who can drive it in there and get paint touches, who can pass and utilize bounce passes and attack the rim and get to the paint. Whoever does that between our two teams on Saturday is going to probably come out ahead.
Finally, Coach, real quick, last thing, and we'll get you out of here. We always appreciate the time. Just out of curiosity, Chapman, of course, then you get Santa Fe Trail, Heritage Christian, three straight days. Which one of those teams do you think presents the most challenges?
I mean, all three have unique. They all three run different offenses. Almost all of them are, I mean, they're man, you know, they major in man. They might minor in some zone on defense. I think it's Chapman. You know, I think Chapman plays in a very tough league, and so their record, they've lost a couple games, so they're not ranked anymore. But that's because their league is really good. I mean, the Rock Creek girls are really good.
Yep.
Marysville's a solid team, and Concordia is a solid 4A girls team right now. And, you know, Clay Center's had really good teams, made some state tournaments. And, Abilene's traditionally, I mean, they've got a really good league. So they've played some tough opponents recently. But it's gotta be, I mean, with the height and the size and the experience coming back, they've got the most experience coming back of the four teams in the Panther Classic. So it's got to be Chapman, I think.
Okay, good stuff. That is David Boucher, Royal Valley Girls basketball coach. Again, a little bit of a sabbatical for the Panthers, but now they get back to it finally with the Panther Classic. Thursday at 5 o'clock, Royal Valley taking on Chapman. Late game on Friday night, 8 o'clock against Santa Fe Trail. They close it out Saturday, 4:30 start time against Heritage Christian. Coach, good luck here in these next few games, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.